The flesh, the soul, the spirit, all three are completely separate entities housed in one space or mass of energy. They work together for the most part. Each one has its own agenda. However, if one overtakes the others, there becomes an imbalance. To be in harmony is to have all of these faculties working together towards the same agenda. Most times that agenda should be growth and enlightenment. Nothing is impossible when all three are in one accord. Each of these parts are attached to other parts of your being. The flesh is attached to the body, the soul is attached to emotion, the spirit is attached to the mind. At times, each part is acting in its own, doing its best to navigate through their respective plane of existence. These parts learn and adapt to their surroundings and circumstances as well as any situation that may arise. Is there an absolute goal for each of these? Of course. It all depends on what each part has learned and how it begins to adapt. Growth and enlightenment are a part of evolution. Evolution is a natural phase of adaptation. To grow, each part of your being must learn. Each part learns by interacting with your environment. That interaction is mostly trial and error. Once these parts start to interact, they begin to learn and attach themselves to things that agree with your total being. That is when you begin to develop desires and needs for each part. For those desires and needs, each part creates goals. Whether or not those goals are attained depends entirely upon which part is in control the most. The flesh usually attaches itself to things of a physical nature. Whatever feels good or agrees with the body's five senses is what the flesh will desire. Such things include food, water, shelter from extreme weather conditions, physical survival, sex, money, drugs, physical pleasures and pain, etc. As humans progress in life and evolution, more and more objects of desire for the flesh are introduced to the flesh. However, these objects only serve the purpose of meeting those basic physical needs. The spirit usually attaches itself to things of a mental nature. Whatever agrees with your mind's inner workings is what your spirit will desire. Academics, skill building, prayer, meditation, communication, thinking, problem solving, etc. If your spirit is strong, your mind is strong. If your spirit is weak, your mind is weak. The spirit is also connected to the power of the cosmos. However, many people do not believe this to be true. I'll do my best to prove those people wrong. The mind has the ability to track that which it or the other parts desire. The soul is usually attached itself to things of an emotional nature. Whatever agrees with your soul emotionally is what your soul will desire. Love, hate, anger, rage, happiness, sadness, depression, joy, fear, etc. Also things that can be felt but are not emotional yet influence emotion like hope, faith, and belief the soul attaches to as well. The soul can be seen and felt by everyone. Yet it is seen on a subconscious level within the mind. Some people have the ability to see the soul of a man consciously. These people are usually born with acute spiritual abilities.